Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'd like you guys to say a prayer for a Patriot brother of mine. I just spoke to him, Steve Kerr. He is planning on running for county commissioner there in Mackinac County. He said he was in the hospital, in the emergency room, shortness of breath, heart issues. They don't know why, so they're sending him to a cardiologist referral and also to his family doctor. He's on his way there right now. One of the things that you have to understand is that as we pray for Brother Steve, we need to make sure that we're healthy and strong. Steve's a big guy. He's been a wrestling coach his entire life. He's a real fighter. 75 years old, weighs 280 pounds. Should actually be probably, with his muscle mass, he used to be a power weightlifter. I'm going to say probably 240, maybe 230. He needs to drop at least 40, possibly 50 pounds. Well, I told him to get a hold of Missy, to go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, scroll down past my screenshots, look at my dates, how I lost 80 pounds from April 23rd of last year to August 26th of last year. Basically 4 months and 4 days, dropped 80 pounds. This morning I'm 217, the exact same weight. I am stuck. No matter how bad I am, how good I am, it doesn't matter. I go anywhere from 207 to 217. That's my fluctuation. If I go over 217, I reset. No lunch like we did last night. Ribeye steak, tomatoes. By the way, I overcooked the steaks. I apologize, Miss Vicky. And we still ate them, and I lost 2 pounds. Back to 217 today. Now, for the anniversary, one-year anniversary, this coming Tuesday, of Trucker Randy weighing 297 pounds and stuck at 217 in that range, Missy is offering a 10-day extra fat-burning session in the program. You only have to sign up for a 20-day weight loss, she'll give you 30 days of fat burn. If you need a 40-day program, she will make it a 50-day program of fat burn. So I just gave him that information. He said he would check it out when he got back home on the computer. He'll listen to the interviews, and then he's going to schedule an appointment. Patriot Jeff from Muskota, he is signing up for the program. He had a phone consult with Missy yesterday. He's at 305. He wants to get to 220. He says, Randy, his biggest goal, he has an extra large shirt that says big and sexy. And his goal is to be able to get back into that shirt. Right now, he's a triple X, and that shirt is an XL, and it's hanging in his closet, and he would love to be able to wear it soon, which he will do. That's good enough motivation right there. So again, if you want to be like Jeff, you want to be like Steve, who's going to be contacting her, go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. For weight loss, listen to number 2 and number 4. Then scroll down, create a profile, and schedule a phone consult with Missy. And we greatly appreciate the one-year anniversary extended program in celebrating Trucker Randy being healthy and feeling a lot better, sleeping better, a lot less joint pain, all kinds of things happening as a result of this program. Now, getting back to Lansing, other stories that we're going to be talking about today. One of the things in Mackinac report, and this is very interesting, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy did a study, put out a report, showing that a large amount of the China virus school relief funds actually was spent to bolster salaries, both in charter and in public schools. The report named COVID Cash, how Michigan schools spent their extra pandemic funds, reviewing how local public and charter schools spent money allocated to them through federal and state grants during the China virus pandemic. Between the two, 67% was spent on salaries, purchased services, and benefits. Two-thirds. Two out of every $3 went to salaries, purchased services, and benefits. The report indicated that many charter school contract teachers and their services were billed as purchase services. The report states specifically, one plausible reason schools might spend such a large amount of pandemic relief on employee compensation was due to the fact that they had to hire new employees to address learning losses. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Why was there learning losses? Because Governor Whitmer shut down the schools, completely disrupting the lives of our school children and their families. Got them completely out of their normal mode of operandi, where in the fall, after Labor Day, you go back to school. Of course, you have your winter breaks, you know, Christmas break, spring break, all those breaks, but you have a set 180 days of being in a public school or a charter school in the state of Michigan per our state constitution. Schools are one of the functions of our government that is obligated per our state constitution. Why was there learning losses? Because of the policies implemented by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. The kids suffered as a result of her policy decisions. The teachers, if they were actually at home teaching remotely, were able to get more pay for doing what they were doing. State data shows that staffing levels did not increase significantly over this period of time, but yet they spent the money on compensation to teachers. This wasn't new teachers. The staffing levels did not go up. The report suggests that the schools used the COVID relief fund to actually boost the pay of existing teachers rather than hiring more of them, the report states. The report points to three separate waves of COVID-19 spending from 19 different grants, totaling, listen to this, folks, $5.9 billion in extra school funding. Between 2020 and 2023, schools in Michigan spent $86 billion totally on their school budgets. Schools had spent a total of $2.85 billion of the $59 billion over the 3 years ending in 2022. However, school districts have until September of this year, 2024, to spend the other half of the funding. Did they hire more teachers to make up for the learning losses? No. They gave the money to the existing union school teachers. And in the charter schools, non-union. Citizens Research Council found in a recent report that 5,102 teachers were in danger of losing funding over the next several years as the COVID funding comes to an end. You see, they raised their actual budgets because they had the revenue coming in from the COVID money. Now that the COVID money is coming to an end, guess what? Now they're going to have a shortfall. The report goes on to say balancing K-12 school budgets over the next couple of years is likely going to involve some tough decisions around staffing levels that will possibly include laying off some teachers, according to the Citizens Research Council's report. That report points to the same funding as mentioned in the Mackinac for Public Policy's report, inciting the drawdown of teacher staff at schools across the state, calling it the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funding Cliff. Citing a Bridge story by Isabel Lohman in March, just last month. The CRC reports states that K-12 funding was continuing to grow, but the high water mark in state per pupil funding seems to have peaked during this 23-24 school year, and looking at the proposed 24-25 proposed budget, seems to be back on track with the pre-pandemic numbers, leading to Governor Gretchen Whitmer having to look elsewhere to be able to keep the school funding budget on track. Meanwhile, the State Board of Education recently reignited the idea that charter schools should be regulated more. Passage called for in the legislature per that resolution. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just one story that we're talking about today from MERS New Service down in Lansing. I got confirmation from Bridge, Michigan, and also the Lansing State Journal confirming these reports. Here's where the problem is. You have a governor and you have a House majority and a Senate majority controlled by the Democrats where they feel necessary to compensate their base. What is one of their major driving base for votes in the state of Michigan? Public school teachers. Unionized public school teachers. Retired public school teachers are the ones that always get the money from these Democrats. Folks, this is money laundering, pure and simple. They're taking our taxpayer dollars, giving it to their base, union school teachers, retired school teachers. They, in turn, vote for the Democrats to put them back in office. You see, this is a problem that needs to be fixed within the state of Michigan. Until there's competition, until they feel the need to compete, this problem's never going to go away. It's going to take strong leadership. Somebody willing to stand up to the system. Another perfect example, the Michigan Public School Retirement System. MPSRS, as its acronym is. Legislators will need to change the state law to redirect $670 million from the MPSRS system to fund the governor's more than $20.6 billion pre-K through 12 spending proposal. This comes from MERS News Service back in February. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer presented her executive budget recommendations for the upcoming fiscal year budget of 2025, her director of communications, Bobby Leedy, said her request includes a statute change. They're going to have to restructure the retirement system for public school teachers in order to partially fund what Whitmer wants to do, where she's going to provide free daycare, calling it pre-K, where four-year-olds will be dropped off at the elementary school. Parents won't have to pay for daycare, those four-year-olds, so that they can get their hands on the kids a year early prior to kindergarten. This is all part of her payback to her political base. And what monies are they using to do it? Our taxpayer dollars. Leedy went on and said, we have requested that as part of the budget, these changes be made to the MPSRS system. We will continue to work with the legislators to make sure that this gets done this year, 2024. You see, under current law, the state budget makers are required to follow a floor provision while paying off the MPSRS debt. The Michigan Public School Retirement System was due to go bankrupt, folks. Why? Because of the retirement promises made to union school teachers for many, many, many decades. Well, with more and more of them retiring because of the China virus, choosing not to teach under those conditions, that situation, they retired. As a result, it triggered a huge amount of spending for those benefits. The budget can't be balanced with the commitments that the Snyder administration and the Republicans made to basically fund these liabilities. They were going to be bankrupt. So Snyder and the Republicans made some changes to fully fund MPSRS. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants changes because now she wants to provide four-year-old public education. The heck with the retirement fund. We're going to steal $700 million from it, and we'll deal with that later. She just wants her budget approved, hopefully before 4th of July this year. I'm telling you right now, any Republican that votes for this budget needs to be replaced. This upcoming fiscal year 2025 budget, if your Republican state rep or state senator votes for it, they need to go at the next election. If there's a primary election where your state rep is an incumbent and they're being challenged, if they're forced to vote on this budget before 4th of July, this summer break, August 6th, vote for the other guy. It's that simple. Any incumbent votes for it, they need to be replaced.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and